The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
In March of 2009, I was finishing up my third year of theology in Rome and preparing for my diaconate ordination, which is the first step, usually 6 months later, to your priestly ordination, which was going to be in December. So my diaconate ordination was going to be in May at Belmont Abbey, because the abbot who I'm friends with asked if I could be ordained in the United States. So there I was in March in my little room that had the tile floors, and I was there finishing up. I was halfway through my spiritual exercises, an 8-day Ignatian retreat. And I had just finished before going to bed, because they were very good at doing that meditation on death before you go to bed. So you go to bed pretty good there. So I go to sleep at night, and I'm there, and I don't know, it must have been like 2 or 3 in the morning, something like that. I mean, we had these metal beds with just a mattress and a small little room, and I had the wall here, and then literally from here to that first pew was a beautiful window, and I was on the fourth floor that looked all the way down to where the bus is parked, which was way at the bottom. Big building. And at like 2 in the morning, I'm sleeping, and my bed moves to the window and then back to the thing, and I'm like, what happened? So I wake up, and I'm like, what happened? And I'm in my bed, and I just jump out of my bed, and I go to the windows, and the windows were like almost like our doors back there, like sliding glass windows that you could kind of open up, and you could look out, and they were huge. And I go to the window and almost press my face to the window looking out to see if the building and the earth is shaking, because it seemed really real. Then I ran to the door, and I opened up the door of my room, and I looked down the hallway, and I'm like, where's everybody? And it seemed like it was really real, that I like really felt like I moved, but my bed was in the same place. So then I kind of went back to bed with even deeper meditation on death. And I slowly fell asleep, and I was like talking to Jesus, and I'm like, all right, Jesus, if this is the end of the world, you know, I mean, take me, but I'm in a good spot. I'm finishing my spiritual exercises, right? And so I said, it was either the devil, because he's mad at me because I'm on retreat, or it's my imagination, or something happened, but nobody else is moving, so I don't know. So I went to bed. Put my trust in the Lord. Put my hope in the Lord. Because we as Christians, hope in the Lord, hope is in the middle. Hope is a theological virtue, big word, but hope, Christian hope, is in the middle. One side would be presumption. I've been saved. I'm done. I don't need to worry about it. I'm good to go. Another side would be despair. Oh my gosh, let me be fearful. Let me worry. But I just kind of said, okay, hope. Let me hope in the Lord, and went right to bed. I don't know about you if you've experienced an earthquake, but I think all of us in different ways or times, we've experienced some form of tribulation, some form of turbulence, even if you've been on one of those flights where you're like white knuckling the side of your seat, or some kind of darkness or difficulty. some kind of tragedy, something that's really shaken our foundation of our faith. I think all of us can look at the landscape of this past year and a half, the pandemic and everything and all that, and everybody on various ways. We can all probably tell our stories where there was some turbulence, some shaking, some fear, some worry. No, he is near. No, he is near, and he stands at the gates. He stands at the gates of our hearts, and only we can open up that gate. God is nearer to us than the air that we breathe. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, do not fear. We do not fear death, nor do we presume everything's going to just be great and rosy. But we follow Jesus, who offers life in this life. No, he is near, standing at the gates. I want to share with you a story from Croatia I heard a few years back, not too long ago, where actually there was an earthquake. And this father was taking his son to school. And he was doing his best to be a good father, a father who keeps his promises, trying to be a reflection of the Heavenly Father. None of us are perfect. Moms, dads, any of us, priests, we're not perfect, but we try to reflect the Heavenly Father who keeps his promises. So he's walking his boy to school, drops his boy off at school and says, "Hey, son, you know, I always come back for you. I'll come back for you. I'll be there. I'll come back. I'll come back and pick you up at the end of the day." So the dad goes off to work. And in Croatia, like in Italy, they walk to work. They go there and he walks back to work. So he's probably like several blocks away. He's in his office building working. Then all of a sudden, about midday, boom, an earthquake kick. Shocks and rocks the whole town. His building stays put. Everybody's talking, rumbling, what happened, what happened? And they hear the school. The walls of the school have fallen. The school has been covered. This dad at like 2 in the afternoon, goes running out at 2, starts pulling rock after rock after rock off, just pulling rocks off. "Come on, help me pull rocks." His hands are hurting, pulling rocks. The sun starts to go down. People are like, "You're crazy. What are you doing?" I mean, it's too late. They didn't have all the technology we had, all the big equipment. And he says, "Come with me. Come with me. Help me." He's pulling rocks up all the way to when the sun starts to break in the morning. And as the sun breaks in the morning, he sees a little crack. There's a little crack of light, and he hears the voice of his son. The voice of his son down in the rocks. "See, I told you my dad would come. I told you my dad would come." And all those children were rescued out. They were caught in some little spot where they were saved from the rocks. We all have the same Father. Jesus taught us through the apostles to pray, "Our Father," and "Our Father in heaven keeps his promises." He is near. Know that he is near. He's standing at the gates of our hearts. How is Jesus near to us in this moment? He's near to us in his living word. Do I strive to break open the living word of God every day? Every day. Do I try to memorize it? Do I try to carry it with me? Can I remember the gospel of today? The phrase of today? Jesus' word to me today? And carry it into my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, and even remember on Friday and Saturday? He is near. Know he is near, standing at the gates, the gate of your heart and mine. Imagine, my brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine if you and I just simply clung to this hope in our Lord this coming week. If we simply just made this phrase of Jesus, these words of Jesus, which are living and alive, the call sign for our week, I invite you, write it down. Put it on a post-it note on your mirror. Put a little sticker in your locker at school to remind you of it. Sit down as a family and try to memorize it. Memorize the good news of Jesus Christ that gives us hope when we may run into turbulence or shaky ground this coming week, or the challenges that we all face in different ways. Imagine if in our cars, in traffic, or walking the halls of our school, or at the water cooler at work, if we're there, or preparing for the Zoom meeting that we have, however many thousand Zoom meetings you've had. Imagine if we had that subtle reminder once a day. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful prayer to simply recall the presence of God. He is near. No, He is near, standing at the gates of our hearts.